Hi guys, I'm back with another episode of Tea and Read. I wanted to recommend some anime to watch and basically do it in the form of a list of characters that I simp for. Now, this is not going to be a very put together episode as I recently got into a car accident, but I'm fine. I'm Gucci, everything's okay. I'm good, you know, whatever. And you know, this episode is definitely going to be 18 plus. If you're not 18, I don't know what you're doing. I'm going to be explaining why I simp for these characters as well. So if it's not for you, then honey, it's not for you. Like, it's fine. Come back another time. I will have more Yada Miyato episodes, and I will definitely have more boys love episodes. So boys love slash yaoi episodes. So just stay tuned for that one. So I hope you guys are here for it, and I want to start off with, you know, explaining that these characters are not for everyone. They're more like, and I tend to like more of the side characters than I do like the main characters. That's on me though, but the stories are all interesting. They're basically either action based, technically. Most of these shows are action based, I can give you that much. So without further ado, I'm gonna start off with like the most recent fandom right now, which is like the Haikyuu fandom. My simp character, my main boy, is Tanaka. Tanaka is personality. He is bro, he is fun, he is attractive. And before anyone comes after me, he was born in 1996, if I'm not mistaken. As per canon, so y'all can fuck off if you have anything to say about that one. He's an attractive dude. He is hilarious. He has personality. Yeah, he's bald, but he shaves his head bald, and he is attractive and just great. There's going to be a lot of daddy issues, but this one, I don't think he's a daddy issue. I think he's just a fun kind of guy, you know what I mean? Second one from the same series is Asai. Man bun. The reason I love him is because he's a soft boy. He's a soft boy that doesn't look like a soft boy. He looks like a bad boy, and he has his man bun. I'm a killer for man buns. There's something about a dude in a man bun that's an absolute yes for me. It's a yes. Long hair on men is a yes for me. Obviously, once again, daddy issues. But it's fine. He would be soft daddy. And of course, I wouldn't be me if I didn't do the most basic shit in the world and fiend for Kuru. Yes, Kuru from Haikyuu. Everyone knows this. Chibi-chan. Everybody knows him. If you don't like him, congratulations. You stood above the crowd. You stood above the peer pressure. You went over and above and you said, nah. But Chibi-chan is a yes. Chibi-chan is a yes. Moving fandoms. Alright. My Hero Academia. Alright. Let me be real with y'all for 1 minute. How do I say this? Aizawa Shota is my man. He can be your man too. But he's specifically my man. That's a yeah for me. That dude, 10 out of 10. He looks like he can't stand me. He don't like me. He don't want me. He's a sleepy boy, and I'm down for a sleepy boy. He's a man, by the way. He's 31 years old, and he's a yes for me. He's a yes. Age appropriate. I would like that. I would hit that. 10 out of 10. He could sleep on my couch all day if he wanted to. I would say thank you. Alright, so besides him, my next character that I do simp for is freaking Shinzo. I know, when they say 18, he can hit up my line. Once again, sad boy, misunderstood, emo, I feel that. As an alt girl, alternative girl, I feel him, I got him, he's great, mind control me any day. That's a 10 out of 10 for me, dog. And of course, I'm gonna be basic and say, Bakugo and Kiri, they're a yes for me too. They're just so cute. When they're 18, they can also hit up my line. Moving on from that hot mess, I'm not gonna say Hawks, by the way. I'm not gonna say Hawks because everyone knows Hawks. Moving on from the Seven Deadly Sins series, Meliodas. I know that was not what you guys were expecting, but once again, daddy issues. He completes it, just perfect. He is perverted, he is funny, he's on point, he is demon-esque, and I love demons. That's a 10 out of 10 for me, dog. Demon-esque, that's a 10 out of 10. And of course, I cannot complete this list without saying Bon. Bon is a 10 out of 10 for me. Yes, he's a 10 out of 10. I don't care if he's into that fucking little fairy chick. I don't give a shit about her. She needs to stay dead because I don't like her. I don't need her. I think the plot line would be better without her. He is leather daddy, and I'm cool with that because he's funny, because he's charming, because he's masochistic and really fun. I don't know. He's a 10 out of 10 for me, and I don't care what nobody has to say about that. Go somewhere if you got something negative to say about Bon. And, you know, for just for flavor, Diane from Seven Deadly Sins, she can also get it. She's a very attractive. I like a big girl. She a big girl. She a strong big girl, and she's super cute. She's a 10 out of 10 for me. Moving fandoms again. Naruto fandom. We are headed to Naruto land. Alright, to the Hidden Leaf Village, where there is daddy. And daddy is Kakashi. Kakashi is a 10. No, he's not a 10. He's off there with Aizawa. He's on 100 level. He can get it. He can read books. He likes to read books. He likes to read slot manga. He's a 10 out of 10 for me. I just can't. I would love him. He's a sensei. He's a teacher. Something about teachers are 10 out of 10 for me. So, moving on past him, because obviously I was going to say Kakashi. Like, what? Are you even a fan? Are you even a fangirl, bro? Anyways, Shishomaru. People stay sleeping on Shishomaru. I don't know why people sleep on Shishomaru, alright? Not only is he a great friend, alright, but he got that man bun down. He got that man bun down. He got a little beard going on right now because he's older. He's in Baruto Universe. You know, I don't know how people be sleeping on that man. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't understand. 10 out of 10 for me. And also, how do I say this is not sounding super fucking weird? No, you know what? I'm not even gonna say it. Moving on. That's a mystery for y'all. Maybe one day I'll say it. Moving to Assassination Classroom. If you don't see this coming, you're blind. Kuro Sensei. Yes, the big yellow dude with the creepy smile, the tentacles, the scariness, the scary factor. It's a yes. I would go for it. Nothing fear. I fear no death at this point. He's a 10 out of 10. And in his human form, he can blow up the moon with me inside of it. I don't care. Like, I'm gonna burn the hell for that one. But come on, he's a handsome looking dude, and you know he got that flexibility. Let me not go any further than this because I don't want to destroy any minds. Alright. Now, one that I really like and a lot of people don't really know much about is The Wallflower. It's an old series, but it's amazingly great. They even have like a K-drama of it. Not a K-drama, a Japanese drama remake of it. Very good. Kayo Takano, he can get it. He's the bad boy of the group. He likes to eat big foodie. Just always looking handsome. Tragic. He's so handsome that it's actually like a disability in his life. But he's a great guy. Very violent. Very prone to outbursts. That makes it great for me. I'm not scared of death anymore. It is what it is. And for fun, Sunako Nakahara, she is our goth queen. Just gothic, skulls everywhere, long black hair, scary looking eyes, looking like the Grudge bitch, and I'm here for it. Told you again, not afraid of death. Mommy, daddy issues, I got them. Check mark. That's how you know. That's how you know. Next is, what's it called? Attack on Titans universe. And if you do not know, then I'm about to say Levi, then you need to go and actually just watch it. Just, I know it's sad at moments, it's tragic, but that dude is like 5 feet tall, so with Meliodas, but they can both get it. And I know I'm a tall bitch, alright? I'm almost 6 feet. Like, I'm pretty tall. But for them, I will make an exception. I mean, you're that badass. You have to get an exception. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't. You can't be like, no, bitch. Know your place. Alright. Next one is from Tokyo Ghoul. And if you didn't see Ken Iki coming around, use blind. There's something about the evil look and demons and the daddy issues and the mommy issues that just make this character everything I've ever wanted. Yeah, he's scary, but that ain't never stopped me before, and it's not gonna stop me now. So it is what it is. Deal with it. Once again, this is a lesser known anime again. It's called Is This a Zombie? Funniest shit in the world. It's hilarious. It's dramatic. It has everything you could want. It's a slice of life. It's action. It's fiction. There's aliens. There's hot chicks. It's great. And his name is Ayuma Aikawa. Yes, when he's 18 or older, he can hit up my line. And why do I like him? Okay. Is it because he's a soft boy? Kinda, yeah. And he's super dedicated, alright? He is a magical girl and also a zombie. And if those two don't sound right to you, well then, darling, you need to go have a look at this, because it's also a great 10 out of 10. Now, going to a more mainstream one, I would say Blue Exorcist. And if y'all didn't see Rin Okumura coming around, blind. Thou is blind. Thou is blinded, sir. Gorgeous. Gorgeous kid. 10 out of 10. And Suguru Raikiji, also, daddy issues. Love it. Personality, the clash, the anger, the frustration. It's a 10 out of 10. I love it. Okay. This one might get, I might get a little side eye from, but if you know my daddy issues, you'll see it coming. Samurai Champloo. Jen. Our self-defense freaking samurai of just peace, tranquility, and the episode where he got, like, he fell in love with a prostitute, not a prostitute, sex worker, got to me. And I was like, this man is so kind and so loving. He deserves the best. I'm like, he doesn't even deserve me. Like, he deserves better than me, but I have a crush on him, so I'm gonna say me. And those are just some of the characters that I simp for off basically the top of my head. There's clearly more because I am an insane person. But I just kind of wanted to give you some recommendations of shows to watch. Things that are popular, things that are not as popular, but are really interesting. And, you know, give things a chance. And if y'all want some characters to stamp and to put on your walls, these are some great characters. Great storylines. All of them are very action-based. I don't think any of them weren't. I gave y'all some girl options in there because there's a lot of waifus out there. But I might do a waifu episode next. I don't know, but these are like my husbandos, alright? Especially Azawa is my current obsession, and I will not take no for an answer. And Yami Miyato is just feeding my obsession, and he lives in my head rent-free 24/7. a vacation house in my frontal lobe, and I am not mad. Alright? I am happy about it. He can live there for as long as he wants, as long as every once in a while he puts his hair up. Alright? So, thank you, kitty cats. Bye. Oh no, I'm such a bad person.